This is GQDN for May the 25th, 2022, brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we will talk about Twitch, Streets of Rage, and of course, this is the start of PlayStation. So we will begin with Sonic 2. This coming to us from Destructoid.com, and Sonic 2 is now available for streaming digitally. So the movie is out, and maybe this will come out for the Knuckles TV show. And at Tails Channel says, you can check out the new Sonic movie 2, animated short, Sonic Drone Home. So this will be pretty good. So yeah, we start out with a little bit of TV digital news. That's fine. But now we get to a little bit heavier news. And right now, the official PlayStation Store sale is up and going with the days of play. And I only got the full games going, which means everything that's within the sale is from 20% to 80% off, or 85% off, I should say, if you have PlayStation Plus. Okay, that's where Batman the Arkham Collection comes in, because if you have PlayStation Plus, you get it for $8.99. Okay, Call of Duty Modern Warfare is at $30 right now, so that's 50% off. Dragon Ball Z is 70% off. Deathloop right now is 60% off, and this is only for PlayStation games. Red Dead Redemption and Red Dead Online are also both on sale, so you can check those out. NBA 2K22, now it's 75% off for both PlayStation 4 and 5. And that's just a few of those games, like Ratchet & Clank is off, basically on sale. No Man's Sky is on sale, same with The Outer Worlds, Sackboy, Green Hell, just a lots of different games. You know, Hot Wheels Unleashed, just a lot of different games. Soul Calibur is included on PlayStation 4. Among Us is down $1. Was at $4.99, now at $3.99. Life is Strange, if you were looking for True Colors on sale, it is now on sale at 50%. Just a lot of different things, a lot of different games. So if you have PlayStation, no matter if it's PlayStation 4 or 5, go check out the PlayStation Store, either on the web or on your PlayStation. Speaking of PlayStation, this comes to us from DualShockers.com, and there's a bit of an explanation of the requirements for streaming for your PlayStation. Now, at minimum, you have to have Windows 7, SP1, 8.1 or 10, that's at minimum, Core i3, 2.0 gigahertz, 300 megabytes of available storage, 2 gigabytes of RAM, a sound card, and a USB port. What is recommended is whatever's running for your Windows, 3.5 gigahertz Intel Core i3 or 3.8 gigahertz AMD A10 or faster, 300 megabytes of or more of available storage, 2 gigs or more of RAM, sound card, and a USB port. So if you want to stream from there, that's what you need to do. And by the way, there's a bit of a video up on DualShockers with the explanation of PlayStation Plus Essential, Extra, and Premium on it. So you can check that out. Now we go over to Eurogamer for the next three articles. And here, one of Halo's head of designs named Jerry Hook is now leaving 343 Industries. And he wrote in a statement, quote, it's on Twitter, so quote, "Today marks my last day at 343i, Microsoft and Halo. This journey has been filled with creating new worlds, platforms, and products from Xbox, Xbox Live to Halo. Most of all, it has been working alongside some of the most passionate and driven people in the industry that have impacted millions of players around the world. Thank you to all that let me run alongside you in this amazing industry. And thank you to this community. Now, he started back in Microsoft in 2003. So he did that's why he did describe himself as Xbox Live's founding veteran. Okay, so if that's what he is, then hey, that's what he is. So now we go from there to the Street of Rage 4 will now be available on Android and iOS. Now, this looks more like an RPG on iOS game. So the gameplay does look pretty good. And this have a bit of a chaos with 17 characters with some fighting mechanics included. So everything should be really good here. Just saying. And it does look good. Now we go to another Eurogamer article which says that Twitch could soon add clips of bad behavior to streamer bans. Now, there's a quote from Twitch's Vice President of Trust and Safety, Angela Hessian, and she said, quote, "Safety is a journey, and this is a number one ask from our community. So we're looking for how we can attach more details for people to understand, like the video itself. That's something we're definitely working on. Specifics and clarity will follow once this change can be brought out." Now, the global vice president of the safety ops, Rob Lewington, did say, quote, "When we look at the appeals portal data, it turns out that less than 1% is actually quite a lot less than 1%. Now, we'll see what happens here. Because there was a bit of back and forth on this up on Eurogamer.net. But we'll see what happens. We will end today with acknowledging what happened in Texas. And our hearts do go out to all the families and everyone that was affected by the shooting there. But there is a way, at least one way, to help out. I know of another one. You know me as StackUp.org. And we do help out people that's in mental need. And those people are in mental need. But there is a couple other ways. And one is a GoFundMe account that right now is up over $1.5 million to help out those in need, from the organizers named Victims First. Okay. And the other way is, if you're in the Valde area, you can go to the University Health, because on their Twitter, University Health at UNIV Health SA, if you're looking for ways to help, please consider donating blood. Your donation can help ensure we have supplies immediately available for the victims of this tragic shooting. Our donor room has availability the rest of the week. Please schedule online at universityhealthsystem.com. So if you're in that area, that's where you need to go, because they do have an emergency blood drive. If you're not in that area, you can go to your local American Red Cross, and you can definitely help out there. So be good, be safe out there. And from all of us here at Group Quest, because this is a Dawn Forge production, 2022, and here I would say all rights are reserved, but our hearts do go out to you. So if you need a mental break, go play some games. We will see you tomorrow.